在我们交时间给弟兄之前，我们先念一段经文。
And before we give the following time to our brother, we'll read a short passage from the Bible.
这是从创世纪第三章第八节到第十三节。
This is from Genesis chapter 3 verses 8 to 13.
我们中文一起来，然后完了以后英文一起。
We'll read first in Chinese and then in English together.
好，那第八节。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，让人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便藏了。”耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身肉体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。”耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”英文。
Starting in verse 8. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden and in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
好，我们把时间交给弟兄。
We give the following time to our brother.
实在感谢主，让我回到西雅图基督教会。
I praise the Lord that bring me back to the Seattle Christian Assembly.
不但我来了，我的亲爱的妻子、我的大女儿和我臭儿子也在这里。
Not only me here, my wife and my eldest son and my eldest daughter
and my wonderful son
and my wonderful son.
臭儿子。每次我回到这教会，我感觉到很亲切感。
Every time when I return here, I feel the warmness.
感觉很温暖。
I feel the warmness.
这是我属灵的家。
This is the home of my spiritual life.
虽然我离开西雅图已经超过二十多年，96年离开西雅图。
I left here in 1996, it's almost 20 years.
我常常回想我们在教会的生活。
I always recall that how we live here.
我们一起敬拜神。
We worship the Lord together.
一起侍奉神。
We serve Him together.
实在感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
现在我看这么多人在这里。
Now I see so many people here.
80%以上都不面熟。
Almost 80% that are stranger to me.
有很多变动。
There are a lot of changes.
但是我感谢神，我们所侍奉神，他不改变。
But we praise the Lord, the God we serve, He never changes.
救恩永远不改变。
His salvation never changes.
神的爱永远不改变。
His love never changes.
所以今天早晨我回到神的面前。
So this morning, as we return to the presence of the God,
我们要听神的话语。
We want to hear His word.
And therefore I'll start in English.
现在开始我要英文讲道。
Today we're going to review a very familiar story.
今天我们要一起复习一个非常叫我们熟悉的故事。
We're not going to hear a familiar story, we're going to respond to a question given by God Himself.
我们不仅要复习这个故事，我们要对神问我们这个问题要有所回应。
It is a very important question, and the question is, where are you?
这是一个非常重要的问题，这个问题就是说，你在哪里？
When you understand this question, and understand that you need to respond, you understand this is important.
当你被问到这个问题，你看到这个回答的时候，你就知道这是一个重要的问题。
When we answer rightly, then we're right with God.
因为我们是回答的正确，我们就会与神同在。
We are no longer lost, we are one with God.
因为我们不再是迷失的羊，而是与神同在的。
We are no longer in a dark and dingy world, but with God.
我们不在那黑暗的那些
All our sins are forgiven and we are right with God. This is a wonderful story. The story about a wonderful and awesome God who created Adam and Eve and called him his children. And in the beauty of this, he gave authority over all the fish and all the animals and everything in this perfect world. This was a perfect place. There was no sickness. There was nothing wrong. There was no time to have to go to work. Or pay a mortgage. Worry about unemployment. There was nothing to worry about. They were in paradise. They were with God. What a wonderful place it was. But we all know what happened. God gave them everything in this perfect world, but he said one thing you must do. He only had one rule. Anything you could do in the world, anything. You are free to eat of anything of the fruit in the garden. But Genesis 2:16 says that you must not eat from the fruit of knowledge and evil.
但是在创世纪第二章那里讲到说，那分别善恶树的果子你不可吃。
Only one thing, don't do this, Adam.
神在所有事情里面只有吩咐这一件事情是他们不可做的。
But sadly, what happened?
但是很悲哀的是发生什么事了。
What did Adam do?
亚当做了什么呢？
He ate the fruit.
他却吃了那个果子。
He disobeyed God.
他违背了神。
He sinned.
他犯了罪。
What happened?
发生什么事了?
They were no longer in a perfect place.
从此他们所在的地方不是完美的地方了。
Darkness and sin entered the world.
从那时起,黑暗和罪就进到这世界了。
And now they were scared.
现在他们害怕了。They
did not know what God would do to them.
因为他们不知道说神要来如何来处理他们。
So what does God do?
所以神究竟对他们做什么了?
I think this is a beautiful passage.
我相信这是一个非常美丽的经文。
Because the Bible says, Then the man and woman heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
因为在这圣经上我们读过是说,在天起了凉风,神在那园子行走。
God didn't come down immediately to punish them.
神并没有立即下来要来惩罚他们。
He came down at the usual time.
因为神在那时候仍然照素常的时间一样来到他们面前。
In the cool of the day.
天起的凉风。
He came in the cool of the day not because God was afraid of the heat of the day.
在凉风里面来并不是说神惧怕这些炎热。
God is God. He's not sensitive to heat.
神是神。 他并不在乎有多热,
he doesn't need air conditioning.
他不需要有空调,
but he came because he loved his children.
但是神来是因为他爱他的儿女们,
he came when it was convenient for his children. It was a good and comfortable time. He wanted children to be good and comfortable.
因为那时候是很舒适的环境, 他愿意他的儿女们也有在舒适的环境里面。
What a loving and considerate God we have.
我们有这一位神是何等爱我们,何等关心我们的神。
So God came in the cool of the day, seeking His children to have fellowship, a time of love again.
所以在这天吹凉风的时候,神来到这里,来要寻找他的儿女们,要与他们有交通。
And God called a man and asked the question, Where are you?
那神就呼召那人说,对他说,你在哪里?
Where are you?
你在哪里?
This is the very first question God ever asked in the Bible.
在圣经里面,这是神问的第一个问题。
So it is an important, a very critical and crucial question. Where are you?
所以这是一个非常重要,非常关键性的问题。人啊,你在哪里?
But think about it.
我们应该思想一下。
Why did God ask this question?
为什么神要问这样的问题呢?
Did he really not know where Adam was?
是不是神? 难道神不知道亚当夏娃在哪里吗?
God created heavens and earth.
神创造了天地。
He knew everything, ever about everything, everyone.
他知道每个人也知道任何事情。
He knew where Adam was.
他知道亚当在哪里。
He knew where Eve was.
他知道夏娃在哪里。
But he wanted to know them to know where they were.
但是他愿意人知道人现在在哪里。
He wanted them to realize that they were no longer in paradise.
因为神要人知道他们犯罪之后现在就不在乐园里了。
And now they were in a dark and dangerous place called the world.
因为现在人是在这个黑暗危险的世界里。
They were no longer in a perfect place.
也人不再在一个完美的世界里了。
And they were no longer with God.
他们不再与神同在。
And they were lost.
他们迷失了。
And God still wanted them to know that they were His children.
但神仍愿意他们知道他们仍是神的儿女。
And that's why He asked the question, "Where are you?"
那是为什么神现在问他们说你在哪里？
And you know what? Adam could have done right.
你知道吗? 亚当本来可以做对的事。
He could say, "Lord, we're here."
他可以对主说，主啊，我们在这里。
And we've sinned and we're lost.
他可以说，我们犯罪了。
I'm so sorry.
主啊，我对不起。And
I want you.
主啊，我要你。He
could have said that.
他可以这样说。But
Adam blew it.
但亚当却没这样说。What
did he do?
他怎么说呢？
He blamed God because he says that serpent or that woman that you gave to me, she's the one that led me into the sin.
因为亚当回答神是这样说，他说：“因为你是个女人，叫我犯了罪。”
He blew it.
他倒塌了。
Because they did not understand they were lost.
因为他们那时候并不知道他们是迷羊。
They didn't understand that they were in sin.
他们并不明白他们现在已在罪里面了。
And they didn't understand that they need God again.
他们也不明白说他们仍然需要神。
And that's why he blamed the woman for all his problems, for God for all his problems.
所以为什么亚当就觉得是那女人带给他这个问题，是神带给他这些问题。
And also Eve followed Adam's bad example.
那夏娃呢，也跟随这个亚当所做一个坏的这个样子回答了。
Pretty much blame God for the serpent that God created and deceived them.
那他也夏娃也是这样是责怪，相当是等于是责怪神，因为那个他说这个蛇来引诱了我。They
didn't answer the question.
他们并没有回答神所问他们这个问题。And
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
as descendants of Adam and Eve, as descendants,
我们作为亚当夏娃的后裔,
we don't need to follow their bad example.
我们不需要跟从他们这个错误的示范。
We need to answer the question.
我们需要回答这个问题。
When God asks, "Where are you?"
当神问你在哪里的时候。
When He's talking to you right now and talking to your heart.
当他在问你心中这个问题的时候。
You need to respond to God of where you are.
那你应该向神真实地回答你现在在哪里。
We need to first understand that the Bible teaches us that we are lost.
我们第一点必须明白，就是圣经告诉我们，我们迷失了。We
are like lost sheep.
我们如同迷羊。We
are no longer with God.
我们不再与神同在。Isaiah
53:6 tells us that we are all like sheep.
以赛亚书53章第6节那里讲到说，我们都如羊走迷。We
have gone astray, and each of us has turned to our own ways, our sinful ways.
我们都走迷了，我们个人都偏行己路。Like
sheep, we get lost.
我们如同羊走迷了。
Instead of following our Lord and Master, we do our own thing.
因为我们没有去跟随我们的主，我们的主人，我们乃是自己各行其事。
And because we don't follow God, we are lost.
正因为我们没有跟从神，所以我们迷失了。
And in this world, in this lost world, we need God.
而在这个迷失的世界里面，我们实在需要神。
We don't need Waze, we don't need GPS.
我们不是需要什么路，我们不是需要什么卫星导航系统。
We need God, we need God in our lives.
我们需要的就是神。
Second, we need to know that we are far, far away in this dark and sinful world.
第二点我们要明白的就是我们在这个罪恶的世界里面我们离神好远好远。
We are in a dark and dangerous world.
我们是在一个又黑暗又危险的世界里。
We live in a world full of problems and challenges.
因为我们活在这个世界上是蛮有挑战蛮有困难的。
Even as we're talking, people are dying.
其实正当我们现在正在说话的时候有许多人正在死亡。
The world is changing.
这世界正在改变,
and it's not good.
这世界并没有走向好的方面。
If you don't believe me, I think all of you recognize that we've had a lot of infectious diseases recently.
如果你不相信的话，我们可以看，我们知道我们现在这世界上有许多传染的疾病。
For example, HIV.
比如说 HIV,
Human Immunodeficiency Virus.
这是有关人类人体这个免疫系统缺乏一个疾病。
Since the started, over 88 million people have been infected with the virus. 88 million people.
自从这个病毒开始的话，现在有 8,840万的人死于这个疾病。
42 million people. 42 million people. That's a lot. Have died of HIV.
而其中有 4,200万，这是一个很大的、很巨大的数目。 4,200万的人死于这疾病。
And even now, there's 40 million people living with the disease.
现在甚至有几乎四千万的人与这个病毒共存。
If that doesn't scare you, let's talk about COVID-19.
如果这还不叫你觉得可怕，我们先来谈谈新冠病毒。
Think about what happened just a few years ago.
我们可以想一想，这只是发生在几年前的事情，开始的事情而已。
When COVID-19 started,
当新冠病毒开始的时候，
and it spread across the world so quickly.
因为它这样传染到全世界，很快的传染到全世界。
Companies start work, stop working.
我们就停止了工作。
People stop going to church.
因为许多人不再聚会了。
People start staying at home.
很多人就待在家里了。
Because so many people had the disease and were dying.
因为那时候有许多人感染了这个病毒，而且在死亡当中。
All of us start wearing masks.
因为我们现在很多人就开始戴着口罩。
I still wear the mask.
我现在仍然戴着口罩。
But the death toll has been devastating.
那我们也看到这个死亡的人数叫人非常惊讶。
7 million people have died so far.
因为几乎有700万的人到现在为止有700万人死于
7 million people
死于新冠病毒700万。
And today we still have to be careful. There's another pandemic going. We need to wash our hands more. We need to wear more masks.
那我们现在知道，现在这个疾病仍然在传播中，我们现在也要常常洗手，也要戴好口罩。
你们洗手呢？
Okay. 用酒精消毒一下。
It's not a laughing matter. It's serious.
这是不是可笑之事，这是很严肃的事情。
Oh, Brother Xu, you're scaring us.
哦，许弟兄啊，你是不是在吓我们呢？
No, I'm just telling you what's going on in the world.
不，我只在告诉你们现在这世界正在发生的事。
For example, global warming.
比如说全世界的暖化。
Oh no, we're talking about global warming?
难道我们要谈全球暖化吗？
Okay, let's not talk about global warming. Let's talk about rice.
那我们不要谈全球的暖化，我们谈谈米。
Do you know because of the changes in weather in India, that India lost almost half of its rice production last year?
你们知不知道因为天气的变化，在印度这地方，他们去年米的生产少了一半。
And why should you be concerned about that?
为什么你要关心这事呢？
Because of the shortages, rice prices, brothers and sisters, have risen 20%.
正因为那个米粮的缺乏，所以米价呢就涨了20%。
Maybe you're rich and famous, maybe you could afford that. But 20% rice? Increase, that's a lot of money.
也许你也有钱，你觉得你可以付得起，但是涨了20%，这是很大的数目。
So I hope when we have lunch today and we eat rice or this afternoon, you enjoy it because it's 20% more than last year.
我盼望说，等一下待会我们用餐的时候，你会非常带着感恩的心，因为米价涨了20%。
But I share all these things with you, tell you that we live in a dark and dangerous world.
我将这些事分享给大家，就是要告诉我们说，这我们是生活在一个黑暗、可怕的世界里。
While we often talk about peace and joy, there is no peace and joy in the world.
我们常常是想谈到这平安和喜乐，但在这世界没有平安，没有喜乐。
We need hope and peace.
我们真是需要这个盼望，需要这个平安。
But as the Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但是圣经上是这样告诉我们，他说， 众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And we live in a dark and dingy world.
而我们是活在这个黑暗可怕的世界里。
The third point we have to understand is that we need God. We need Jesus.
第三点我们要明白的是我们需要神，我们需要主耶稣。
Thank God for John 3:16. The Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life.
我们为着约翰福音3:16感谢主，因为圣经上在这节经文是这样说：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
See, this is the message of the gospel today.
看见吗？这就是今天传福音的这个信息。This
is the message of good news.
这是一个好消息。It
is the message that God loves you so much.
这个信息就是说神如此爱你。
He wants to save you.
他要救你。
He wants you to come back into his perfection.
他要你能够回到他原来创造的完美里面。
He wants to give you peace and joy in your life on the road of life.
他要在你的生命里面，他要给你平安，给你喜乐。
And the way that God has created that is what he has done on the cross. His son died on the cross for you.
神拯救的方法就是他要他的儿子在十字架上受死，好借着他能够拯救你。
Yes, we are lost.
是的，我们都走迷了。
We are like sheep.
我们都如羊走迷。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus is there for us.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣在那里为着我们。
John 10:11 tells us that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
因为在约翰福音第10章那里告诉我们，主告诉我们说，他说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
We're lost sheep, but we have a good shepherd.
我们虽然如羊走迷，但是我们有一位好牧人。
We're in a dark and dangerous world, but we have a good shepherd that will lead us home.
我们在这个黑暗可怕的危险的世界里面，但我们有一位好牧人领我们回家。
And because of what he did on the cross, as we accept him in our lives, we can have a life full of hope.
正因为他在十字架上为我们舍命，所以我们的生命里面有了盼望。
Full of peace and joy.
我们现在可以满有平安，满有喜乐。We
need Jesus because he can give us all these things.
我们需要主耶稣，因为他可以把这些赐给我们。A
life full of abundance.
这个生命是丰盛的生命。Life
more than we can accomplish by ourselves.
这个生命是要我们自己努力是无法得到的生命。Because
the Lord Jesus says in John 10:10 is that I have come that they may have life. And they may have life but more abundantly.
因为在约翰福音10章10节那里，主耶稣是这样说：“他说，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
Dear friends, do you want a life that's full of peace and abundance and joy?
亲爱的朋友们，一个满有平安、满有喜乐、满有丰盛的生命，你要吗？
This is the message for you to respond to.
这是一个你应该回应的这个信息。
But even when we do have challenges and problems in life, God will be there. He is there for you.
是的，我们在生活里面会有挑战，会有困难，但神在那里，神是为着我们的。
Because John 16:33 tells us that I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
在约翰福音16章33节那里这样说道， 我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。He
has overcome the world, dear friends and brothers and sisters.
亲爱的朋友们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主已经胜过世界了。He
has overcome the difficulties and challenges you have on a daily life.
在你每天的生活里面的困难挑战。
And even more so in all this, he gives you his joy.
不仅如此，主把他自己的喜乐、喜悦赐给我们。
Because the Bible tells us in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为在尼希米记忆那里是这样说的，他说靠着或者说神的喜悦是我们的力量。
And I see in your faces there is joy in your life.
那我看见每个脸上，我看见说你们在你们生命里面有喜乐。
When we sing the hymns, I heard joy in the voices of brothers and sisters here.
也当我们唱诗歌的时候，我们听看看得出来弟兄姐妹有喜乐。
Because God is in our life, and the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为神在我们的生命里面，耶和华的喜乐就是我们的力量。
Yes, God will see you through. And in this world, as He leads you back to heavenly home, He will give you this peace.
是的，在这个世界里面，神会引领我们回到天家。
He will give us peace because Philippians 4:7 tells us that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God.
因为神会赐给我们平安，因为在腓立比书十四章七节那里讲到，神的平安是说神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So no matter what happens in your life, God's peace is there, and He's going to bring you home.
所以不论你在生活里面发生任何的难处，神在那里要赐给你平安，要引领你回家。
I used to travel a lot, and before the pandemic.I racked up 1,000,000 miles on United Airlines.
我在新冠这个疫情发生之前呢，我是常常旅行的，我累积了超过百万的里程数。
And for all of you who have also flown, I know you understand what's going on during flights at times. Sometimes there's challenges of a flight.
我相信如果各位搭过飞机的都知道，在飞行途中，是的，也许有时候出现一些状况。
And I remind of a story of a businessman who was on a flight going to work.
我被提醒有一次有一个商人他搭飞机去工作。
And in an hour in the flight, all of a sudden there was announcements, turbulence ahead, buckle up.
在飞行的途中呢，突然机长就宣布说，哦，前面有乱流，请大家把安全带系好。
And they were putting on their seatbelts. The airplane really went into turbulence, and things were going all over the place. People were up and down. People were crying. People were upset because of the turbulence in the airplane.
等到大家把安全带系好之后，往前飞的时候，真的是遇到极大的乱流，于是各件物件都到处乱飞，大家都在喊叫。
And the flight, and finally, the pilots also asked that the flight attendants also buckle up.
最后呢，机长也叫说，连空中服侍的那些人员也需要系上安全带。
It's bad news when the pilot tells the flight attendants to buckle up too.
因为我知道，如果机长连那个在空中服侍的那些人呢，都叫他们系上安全带，我们知道这情况不妙。
And for the next half hour, the airplane went up and down, turbulence. People were very upset.
所以在下一个30分钟里面，那飞机真的是上上下下，叫那些乘客非常的难过。
And this man was seeing this and clenching his fist and crying to God.
然后这个人他就握着拳，他向神呼求。
He saw a little child, a little girl, about 8 years old, sitting next to him.
他却看到坐在他旁边这一位只不过8岁的小女孩。
Her coloring books were in front of her. Her coloring books and books were in front of her.
他正在那边画彩色的图画。
And despite all trouble, he was calmly drawing things, quietly enjoying the environment.
虽然那时候飞机经过极大乱流里面，但这个小女孩她仍然在很安静的在画她自己的图画。
Everyone else was screaming and yelling and worried.
因为那几乎其他人都在喊叫，都在忧愁。
But that little girl was calm and did her own thing.
但是那个小女孩她就是很安静的在那边做她自己的事。
Finally, the turbulence stopped.
最后乱流停止了。
And finally they were able to land.
最后这飞机平安落地了。
And as they were leaving the airplane after that turbulence time, the businessman turned around and talked to this young girl.
所以当他们下飞机的时候，这个商人呢，他就转头问那一位小女孩。
You're just a little girl, but I've never seen a braver person in my life.
虽然你只是一个小女孩，但是在我这一生里面，我还没看过像你这么勇敢的人。
Tell me, how is it that we adults were yelling and screaming and afraid, that you were so calm, and you were not afraid, but we were? Why is that?
你能不能告诉我们，当我们这些大人都在那边喊叫、在那边忧愁的时候，你却如此的平安？为什么呢？
The little girl looked up into his eyes and said something very profound.
于是那个小女孩她抬起头来看着这个大人，说了一句非常叫人发人深省的话。
My father is the pilot, and he promised to bring me home.
因为她说我的父亲是那位驾驶，是那位机长，他会带我平安回家。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Our Heavenly Father is our pilot. In life, there are many problems that buffet us and make us worried and concerned. There are many storms that happen in this road of life. There are many physical, mental, domestic, and financial things all around us that we talk about that darken our skies around us. But God is our pilot. Our Heavenly Father will take us home.
但神是我们的驾驶,是我们的机长,他会引领我们回家。
He promises it.
他这样应许了。
And what God says, He will do.
而且神说了,他就必成就。
So dear friends, you need to answer a question.
所以亲爱的朋友,你必须回答这个问题。
Where are you?
你在哪里?
You need to respond, Lord, I'm in a dark and dangerous place called the world.
你应该要向主这样回答说,主啊,是的,我是在这个既黑暗又危险的世界里面。
I'm a sinner in this dark world.
我在这黑暗的世界里面,我是一个罪人。I'm
lost in this world.
我在这世界走迷了。And
I need you.
主啊,我需要你。
And we need to respond more to accept Jesus into our heart.
我们应该更多的来回应，要来接受主到我们的心里面。Because
Jesus Christ came into the world, and on that cross, His body was broken, His blood was shed for you.
因为主耶稣基督来到的世上，他在十字架上，他的身体是为你裂开，裂开，他的血是为你流出。And
with God's voice calling out to you, where are you?
当神向你问这样，神的声音临到你，问你这样的问题，说你在哪里的时候，
you need to respond.
你必须要回应。You
need to take Jesus Christ into your heart.
你必须要接受主耶稣基督到你的心里。Let
us pray.
让我们一起祷告。Through
God's words, He has spoken to us.
借着神的话，他已经向我们说话了。
And He's calling to you.
他现在向你呼召,
Where are you?
你在哪里?
And today, as the Lord speaks to your heart,
今天当主向你说话的时候,
and we understand the message that we are sinners in this dark and dangerous world.
我们从信息中我们明白了,我们是活在这个黑暗可怕的世界里面,我们是罪人,
and that you need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
If you'd like to make that decision today,
如果你愿意今天就做这个决定,
please do so.
请你这样做。
How many of you would like to accept Jesus in your heart? If so, please raise your hands.
你们当,
I'd like to pray for you.
你们当中有哪些愿意接受主耶稣基督做救主的?
Anyone would like to raise their hands and accept Jesus Christ into their heart?
愿意接受耶稣基督的, 请你举个手。
God is speaking to you today.
神今天向你说话,
He's speaking to you through the message of the cross.
他借着十字架上的信息向你说话,
He will give you that peace.
他要给你这个平安,
He will give you that joy.
他要给你这个喜乐。
How many are going to respond today?
有多少人愿意对这个信息有所回复?
Okay. Thank you.
感谢主,
谢谢, thank
you.
Praise God.
感谢主。
Anyone else as God speaks to your heart today?
有人和其他人听到神向你说话吗？知道神在这里吗？
Okay. Praise God.
赞美主。
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message of today.
亲爱的天父啊，我们为今天早上这个信息，我们感谢你。
The question that you ask Adam.
你向着亚当问的问题。
The question you ask us today.
你也今天问我们这样的问题。
Thank you, Lord, for those who have raised their hands and made decision for Christ.
我们感谢主，为着那些举着手做了这样决定的人，感谢你。
And continue to lead and guide them.
愿你继续带领他们。
And for those who have not raised their hands but need to, Lord, may you continue to speak to them.
主啊，为了那些应该要接受你但尚未举手的。
May they understand the message of the gospel.
我们继续祷告你，祈求你引领他们，愿他们明白今天早晨的信息。
And they need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣。
We ask for your blessing for all brothers and sisters and friends gathered today. That on a daily basis we may see your wonderful blessings and presence in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because you are so wonderful. You have provided everything for us in our road of life. And to you we give the honor and glory and praise. We pray in the most precious and strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.